President Bush met Pope John Paul today at the lakeside summer residence of the Pope outside Rome. During their meeting, the Pope commented on embryonic stem cell research, a controversial subject that the president is currently considering. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, what did the Pope have to say about stem cell research?
He and the president met privately for about 20 minutes or so behind closed doors. Then they came out and each made statements. They read written statements. And the Pope's was a long statement. In it, he talked about devaluing human life, a coarsening of consciences that accompanies assault on innocent life, he said, quoting here, leading to accommodation and acquiescence in the face of other related evils, such as euthanasia, infanticide, and most recently, proposals for the creations of for research purposes of human embryos destined to destruction in the process. So that was a very specific comment about stem cell research today from the Pope.
And did the president respond?
In public, at least, he did not respond directly. It was somewhat of a surprise that stem cell research even came up. The Vatican had given some indications last week that it was not a topic the Pope was expected to raise. The White House made it clear to us yesterday that President Bush wasn't going to bring it up. They said he knows where the church stands on this issue. In fact, he went into this meeting, his aide said, with no agenda except to meet the Pope and to honor him and the work that he's done throughout his life. After the Pope read his statement, the president did read one as well, and I'll quote that statement here. He said to the Pope, "You have carried the gospel of life, which welcomes the stranger and protects the weak and the innocent." The president went on to say, "Every nation, including my own, benefits from hearing and heeding this message of conscience." That's the closest we got to a direct response. But this meeting today is certainly something else the president will have on his mind as he decides on the question of funding for stem cell research.
The Pope has not been in the best of health. How did he look today?
He certainly looks frail, but he was walking, though he is stooped over quite a bit. He greeted the president, said he remembered the first President Bush when they met. At one point, he walked with the president, accompanied by Mr. Bush's wife and their daughter, Barbara, out to a balcony overlooking a beautiful lake, Lake Albano. The president commented that it looked like a great place to go swimming on a hot day. Later, though, when the Pope read his statement, he did look very tired. He was seated. He spoke in English. At times, he was very, very hard to understand.
Think the president picked up any Catholic votes today?
Well, this was a convenient trip. The president was in northern Italy for the G8 meetings this weekend up in Genoa. So it was just a short 45-minute flight or so down to Rome. And it's certainly not unusual for a president to meet the Pope. This is, in fact, the fifth president that this Pope has met. That said, it's no secret to anyone that this White House has really, really been reaching out to Catholic voters. The president has met with cardinals and bishops and had Catholic priests into the White House. The ultimate question is, does a meeting with the Pope actually win you the votes of Catholics in America? Catholic voters and their political views, polls show, tend to reflect society as a whole. Still, the political advisors at the White House think this can't hurt anybody, and priests will be delivering their sermons next Sunday talking about this meeting. And the president and the White House feel that this was a very, very important day that they spent in Rome.
NPR's Don Gagne in Rome.